الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 92 Sunan and Etiquettes of Eating Supplication of Attar O Lord of Al-Mustafa, whoever reads or listens to the booklet 92 Sunan and Etiquettes of Eating Grant him the ability to adopt the sunnah of eating and drinking and forgive him and his parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Virtue of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Whoever recites salat upon me three times in the morning and evening out of love and yearning for me, Allah Almighty will forgive the sins he committed during that day and night. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Make good intentions when eating. Number one, the purpose of eating food should not be to enjoy its taste and fulfill your desire, Rather, it should be for the purpose of gaining strength to worship Allah Almighty. This will only be a truthful intention if you eat less than your fill. Otherwise, it is a lie because eating excessively causes laziness. It is a sunnah to only eat when you are hungry, as eating when you are not hungry does not grant you strength, but instead it ruins your health and hardens the heart. Shaykh Abu Talib Makki Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, It is reported eating when you are full causes leukoderma. Number two, use a dining mat that has no letters, words, text, poetry, company name, etc. written in any language. Number three, it is a sunnah to wash the hands to the wrists before and after eating. Rinse your mouth too, but do not wipe your hands after washing them before eating. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Washing your hands before and after eating increases sustenance and distances the devil. Number four, if a person does not clean their mouth before eating, it cannot be said that they are abandoning the sunnah. Number five, whilst eating, spread out your left foot and raise your right knee or sit with both knees raised, or sit on both knees. Sitting in any of these three ways will fulfill the sunnah. Habit of adopting veil within veil. Number six, Islamic brothers and sisters should cover their laps with their shirts or a shawl. As if clothing is tight or revealing, it could become a cause of people looking at unlawful things. If this is not possible, sit on both knees instead, as by doing this, you will be fulfilling the sunnah and veiling yourself. Make a habit of veiling yourself at all times. Number seven, it is not a sunnah to eat sitting cross-legged, and this causes the stomach to protrude. Number eight, recite Bismillah before eating the first morsel of food. Recite Bismillahir Rahman before eating the second, and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before eating the third. Number nine, recite Bismillah aloud so that others are reminded to recite it. Number 10, reciting this supplication before beginning will protect you if the food and drink is poisoned. Bismillahi wa billahi alladhi لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء يا حي يا قيوم. Translation: In the name of Allah, with whose name nothing can harm in the earth or sky, O the ever-living and sustainer. Number 11. If you forget to recite Bismillah before eating, recite this when you remember. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Translation: With the name of Allah at the beginning and the end of eating. Remember Allah Almighty whilst eating. Number 12. Whoever recites Ya Wajidu before eating a morsel of food, insha'Allah, It will become light in his stomach and a cure for illnesses. Number 13. Recite Allah or Bismillah before every morsel, so greed does not make you heedless of the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Recite Alhamdulillah Ya Wajidu between every morsel and continue reciting Bismillah. Recite Bismillah before eating the morsel. Recite Ya Wajidu in between and praise Allah Almighty after swallowing the food. Number 14. It is better to eat using clay utensils because the angels visit the homes in which they are used. Number 15. Do not place a bowl of gravy or condiment on bread. Number 16. Do not wipe your hands or a knife on bread. Number 17. It is a sunnah to lay a dining mat on the floor and eat on it. Avoid eating while seated cross-legged, bareheaded, leaning on something or lying down. Number 18. If the bread is on the dining mat, start eating before the gravy arrives. Number 19. Beginning and ending the meal with salt or something savory cures 70 illnesses. Number 20. Do not break bread with one hand, as this is a sign of arrogance. Number 21. Hold bread with the left hand and break it with the right. Make a habit of breaking bread over the bowl of gravy. Otherwise, pieces of food can fall on the ground and be wasted. Number 22. Eat with the right hand. Eating, drinking, giving and taking with the left hand is the way of the devil. Eat with three fingers. Number 23. It is a sunnah of the noble prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam to eat with three fingers, i.e. the thumb, index finger and middle finger. To get into the habit of doing this, tie your ring finger and little finger together with a rubber band or hold a piece of bread in your palm with these two fingers. Once you have developed a habit of doing this, this approach will not be required. Mullah Ali Al-Qari Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, eating with five fingers is a sign of latani. If it is impossible to make morsels of rice with three fingers, one can use four or five fingers to eat. Breaking off crusts of bread. Number 24. Breaking off the crusts of bread and only eating the center is wasteful. If the edges are undercooked and eating them is harmful, they can be removed. And the same applies if one knows that someone else will eat them and they will not go to waste. The same ruling applies to someone eating the fluffy part of the bread and leaving the rest. The teeth and intestines have different jobs. Number 25. Eat small morsels of food and chew properly without making noise. Swallowing food which has not been chewed properly places a necessary burden on the intestines. So do not give the job of the teeth to the intestines. Number 26. Preparing the next morsel of food before swallowing the previous one is a sign of greed. Number 27. Tearing bread with the teeth is unpleasant and a cause of deprivation of blessings in sustenance. Moreover, eating while standing is the practice of the Christians. Eat fruit first. Number 28. Fruits are commonly eaten after the meal, but the proof of Islam, Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states, if there is fruit, it should be served and eaten before the meal because of its health benefits. Fruits digest quickly, so they should be in the lower part of the stomach. The Noble Quran also mentions fruit first. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa fakihatin mimma yatakhayyarun wa lahmi tayrin mimma yashtahun. And fruits from whatever they will choose, and the meat of birds from whatever they will desire. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh said, eating watermelon before a meal cleanses the stomach and eradicates illnesses. Do not pick faults in food. Number 29. Do not criticize food by saying it is not tasty, it is not cooked properly, there is not enough salt, it is too spicy, and so on. Eat what you like, otherwise leave it. However, one can advise the cook kindly in private. Finding faults in fruit is worse. Number 30. Finding faults in fruit is worse than criticizing cooked food because it is not prepared by human hands. Number 31. Do not eat from the center of the plate as blessings descend in the middle. Number 32. Eat from the side closest to you instead of taking food from different parts of the plate. Number 33. If there are a variety of foods on a plate, one can take whatever they wish. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Hold good conversations whilst eating. Number 34. It is a practice of the fire worshippers to consider it a good thing to eat in silence. But there is no harm in staying quiet if you do not feel like talking. Excessive speech is disliked at all times, so talk about virtuous matters. For example, when you are eating with your family or guests, talk about the sunnah of eating. Make a photocopy of these etiquettes and place them in the dining area so they can be read when eating. Number 35. Do not talk about repulsive matters whilst eating, like answering the call of nature, of vomiting, etc. Number 36. Do not stare at other people's food. Give tasty food to others. Number 37. Depriving people of food by placing a lot in your plate, taking the tasty food for yourself, and eating large morsels of food quickly in order to refill your plate is inconsiderate and greedy and causes people to think badly of you. If you sacrifice delicious food for other Islamic brothers or family members, you will be rewarded, inshallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever desires something but chooses to leave it for someone else, he will be forgiven by Allah Almighty. Virtues of eating fallen grains of food. Number 38. If a morsel or grain of food falls on the floor whilst eating, cleaning and eating it is a means of forgiveness. Number 39. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever eats the grains of food that fall on the dining mat will live a life of affluence, and his children and grandchildren will be protected from unintelligence. Number 40. Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi said, pick up and eat the pieces of bread that have fallen. This will grant you a life of affluence, inshallah. Your children will be born healthy and free of defects, and the pieces of bread will be dowry for the heavenly maidens. Number 41. It is permissible to pick up a piece of bread from the floor and kiss it. Number 42. It is permissible to feed the fallen grains of food on the dining mat to chickens, birds, cows, goats, etc. It can also be placed in a safe place for ants to eat. It is prohibited to blow on food. Number 43. Blowing on hot food or drink causes blessings to decrease. Do not eat food when it is very hot. Rather, wait for it to cool down. Number 44. Drink with the right hand during the meal, as the right hand is usually covered in food. Some people hold the glass of water with their left and touch the glass with one finger from the right hand, assuming they are drinking with their right hand. This should be avoided. Learn to sip water. Number 45. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before taking small sips of water or any other beverage without making a noise. Drinking large gulps of water causes liver disease. Once you have swallowed the drink, say Alhamdulillah. Unfortunately, there are few people who act upon this sunnah of sipping water. Try your best to adopt this sunnah. Number 46. Stop eating whilst you are still slightly hungry. Taste only lasts with the tongue. Number 47. Eating excessively is not a sunnah. If you feel like eating a lot, remind yourself that the pleasure of food ends once the food is swallowed. Therefore, it is not wise to abandon a sunnah for relishing taste for only a moment. Eating excessively causes sluggishness, laziness in worship, diabetes, indigestion, constipation, and obesity. Number 48. Once you have finished eating, lick the middle finger, index finger, and thumb 3 times in that order. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam licked his blessed fingers 3 times after eating. Clean the plate. Number 49. Clean the plate after eating. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever cleans his plate after eating, the plate supplicates for him. May Allah Almighty save you from the fire just as you saved me from the devil. According to one narration, the plate supplicates for his forgiveness. Number 50. Once you have cleaned the plate as much as you can, pour some water into it and drink it. Insha'Allah, you will receive the reward of freeing a slave. Method of cleaning and drinking from the plate. Number 51. Only pour water into the plate once there are no traces of food remaining. Pour a small amount of water in the plate and use your finger to clean the edges thoroughly before drinking it. Repeat this 2 or 3 times and the plate will be clean, insha'Allah. Number 52. After drinking the water, use your finger to gather any drops of water and drink them. Do not waste a single particle of spice, because the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, you do not know which part of the food contains blessings. Number 53. Clean utensils like spoons, jugs, cups of tea, coffee or juice, etc. using this method too. This ensures no remnants of food or drink are wasted and you will reap many blessings for doing so. Number 54. Throwing away the leftover water of another Muslim, despite it being drinkable, is wasteful, and this is forbidden. Number 55. Once the meal is consumed, say Alhamdulillah and recite any supplication from the noble Quran and Ahadith too. Number 56. Wash your hands thoroughly with soap to remove food stains and smell. Wiping the body after eating is a sunnah. It is reported in a hadith that after the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ate a meal, he washed his blessed hands and wiped his mouth, wrists and head with the palms of his hands and said to his companion radiallahu anhu, O Ikrash, this is how ablution is performed after eating something cooked on fire. Number 57. Clean between your teeth after eating. Previous sins are forgiven. Number 58. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the one who recites these words after eating will be forgiven. Alhamdulillahilladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ. All praise is for Allah, the one who fed me this and provided it for me without any might or power from myself. Number 59. Recite this supplication after finishing a meal. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. All praise is for Allah who gave us food and drink and made us Muslims. Number 60. Recite this supplication if someone else provided the food. Allahumma at'im man at'amani wasqi man saqani. O Allah, feed the one who fed me and provide drink to the one who provided me with drink. Number 61. Also recite this supplication after eating. Allahumma barik lana fihi wa at'imna khayran minh. O Allah, grant us blessings in this and grant us even better food than this. Number 62. Recite this supplication after drinking milk. Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minh. O Allah, grant us blessings in this and give us more of it. Number 63. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam liked to eat sweet foods, honey, vinegar, dates, watermelon, cucumber and gourd. Number 64. The favorite meat of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was from the foreleg, neck and back of a goat. Number 65. Sometimes the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ate dates with cucumber, watermelon or bread. Number 66. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam liked eating the food at the bottom of the cooking pot. Number 67. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also liked thareed, i.e. pieces of bread soaked in gravy. Number 68. Eating with one finger is the practice of the devil. Eating with two fingers is the way of the arrogant, and eating with three fingers is the sunnah of the noble prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam. How much should we eat? Number 69. Hunger should be divided into three parts. One part of the stomach should be for food, one for water, and one third is to be left empty for breathing. For example, if you are full after eating three pieces of bread, eat one piece of bread, drink water in place of the second piece, and leave one third of your stomach empty. Although it is permissible and not a sin to eat to your fill, there are many worldly and religious benefits of eating less. Try it yourself and you will become healthier, inshallah. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to control how much we eat, to refrain from eating that which is forbidden, and to only eat the amount of permissible food we require. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Taking a siesta is a sunnah. Number 70. Taking a nap after midday is a sunnah, especially for those who worship during the night, as it makes it easier to perform worship at night. According to doctors, walking at least 150 steps after eating dinner in the evening is beneficial. Number 71. Recite Alhamdulillah after eating. Number 72. Do not leave the dining area if the dining mat has not been picked up. Number 73. Wash your hands with soap thoroughly after eating and dry them. Number 74. Drying your hands with paper is prohibited. Number 75. Dry your hands with a towel, not with the clothes you are wearing. Actions which cause blessings to decrease. Number 76. Mufti Muhammad Khalil Khan Al-Barqati rahmatullahi alayhi said, washing the hands in the plate the food was eaten, or wiping your hands on your clothes after washing them causes blessings to decrease. Number 77. Avoid exercising, lifting heavy weights, and other strenuous activities after eating because it can cause bowel problems, appendicitis, and bloating. Number 78. Say Alhamdulillah loudly after eating if everyone has finished eating. Otherwise, say it quietly. Recite the supplication once everyone has finished eating too. Otherwise, those who are still eating will feel embarrassed. How is it to eat fruit from someone else's tree? Number 79. If someone enters an orchard and finds fruit lying on the ground, he cannot eat it until he gains permission from the owner. Permission can be sought in two ways. He can be told explicitly that he can eat the fruit on the ground, or he can eat it due to the custom and habit of the owner allowing people to do so. However, it is not permissible to eat the fruit on the trees unless there is an abundance of fruit and the owner will not be displeased with him. In any scenario, it is not permissible to take fruit outside the orchard. All the scenarios take societal norms into account. So if it is not the norm, or if the owner does not allow people to eat fallen fruit, or you know he will be displeased if you take some, it will be impermissible to eat it. How is it to eat without permission? Number 80. If someone eats at his friend's house without permission, or takes fruit from his tree and eats it, it is permissible if he knows his friend will not dislike it. However, one must be careful in this regard, because you may be under the impression that he will not mind, when in fact he will. Number 81. It is forbidden to eat the spinal cord of a sacrificed animal. Therefore, remove it from the ribs, neck, and backbone before cooking it. Number 82. It is makruh tahrimi to eat the glands of a sacrificed animal, so remove them before cooking it. The heart of a chicken. Number 83. Do not throw away the heart of a chicken. The blood within it should be removed in any way possible before it is cleaned and cooked. Do not say karo bismillah. Number 84. When someone is told to join and eat and he responds with karo bismillah, this is severely prohibited. He should supplicate instead like, may Allah Almighty grant you blessings. It is forbidden to eat rotten meat. Number 85. It is forbidden to eat burnt meat and any food which has spoiled. If the food is no longer edible, it will have a foul smell or fungus will be growing on it. Foam will form on a spoiled gravy, and gravies with lentils tend to spoil quickly. Green chilies. Number 86. If possible, reuse green and red chilies and other spices that are cooked with your food. Store them whole or grind them for future use instead of throwing them away. Leftover bread. Number 87. Feed leftover bread and gravy to chickens, goats, cows, etc. instead of throwing them away. Leftover bread can be cooked in gravy to make a delicious meal, inshallah. How is it to eat crab and shrimp? Number 88. Every animal in the sea besides fish is forbidden. The fish which dies naturally and floats to the surface is also forbidden to eat. Number 89. It is forbidden to eat crabs. Number 90. Eating prawns is permissible, but due to a difference of opinion regarding this matter, it is better to refrain from eating them. Number 91. It is permissible to eat a dead locust. It is also permissible to eat locusts and fish without ritually slaughtering them. O Allah Almighty, forgive us and grant us the ability to remember and act upon the sunan and etiquettes of eating. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Give this booklet to others after reading it. Distribute the booklets and pamphlets of Maktabatul Madina on occasions of happiness and grief, weekly gatherings, death anniversaries, maulid events, etc., and earn reward. Booklets and pamphlets can also be placed in shops, newspaper stalls, and they can be distributed to the people of your neighborhood. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.